Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Touch and Love Yourself. It's important to be happy with who you are, to feel comfortable in your skin, and to accept your own sexuality, however it may express or desire to be. One really fun way to do this is to touch and love yourself, to allow each and every caress, any and every exploration to be shared with yourself in positivity and pleasure. Who knows what the end of this file will bring? It might be a release. It could be some frustration. Undoubtedly, it'll be a warm smile. Some of my instructions will be specific, while others of them are more open-ended. It's up to you to fill those in however you like and in whichever way you find comfortable or pleasurable. Or just nice. It's easy to start in a random place. For example, when was the last time you softly caressed your own cheek, letting the back of your hands just softly stroke your face and appreciate its existence? And if you go back and forth, you may even notice that some parts of your face are more sensitive than others. While you do this, allow yourself to really connect. It's easy to close your eyes or just focus and let the touch, the sensation, the acceptance be in the moment. Once you find your own rhythm, fingertips exploring the skin, maybe even fluttering over the corners of your eyebrows or following the shape of your nose, exploring the sensitivity of other places. You might be surprised to find out which parts respond well to your exploring touch. It's easy to let those touches drift down as your mind follows your touches, getting more and more in tune. You can let yourself wander down your neck. Some parts more sensitive than others. Some parts more vulnerable than others. And it's nice to feel which sides of yourself respond so eagerly to touches. Maybe you can already notice the changes in your body. A flustering feeling of sensuality spreading, even from such simple touches, it is quite normal to begin enjoying it. The level of sensuality or sexuality doesn't matter. It's all up to you to feel what you feel, to explore what you like, and to love yourself. Whenever you're ready, it's okay to let your hands wander further down to some. The chest is a very sensitive place. To others, the muscles and the knees really adore attention. And maybe you have completely different sensations and explorations in this space. As you slowly drift further down, your mind relaxing and giving in to the waves that your body produces, you really can embrace the simple concept. As you touch and love yourself, it's also encouraged to lose yourself in the moment. Maybe you find yourself zoning out and just touching without paying attention to my voice. And this is okay. This moment is for you and about you. If you want to lose yourself in strange sensations or sensual pleasure, that is completely okay. You can allow my voice to meander and suggest subtle stimulation here and there. And maybe you'll listen, maybe you'll just tease those sensitive little things that you know. Or maybe you're unaware of a few places that your fingers, your hands are softly stroking. The more you embrace the sexuality of the moment, the beauty of yourself, the amazing reactions of your body, the more in tune you will be with each and every little detail, those nice feelings fluttering through, as you can wander down even more the softness of your stomach. It can be very tempting to let fingers wander accidentally a little too far down. And that's okay. I'm not here to stop you, quite the opposite. I'm merely here to inspire you, to give you an opportunity to explore and find out what you like. You can also deny yourself those very intimate places for a while longer and caress your legs first. to lose yourself in those wonderful moments of sensitive teasing, caressing back and forth, legs, hips, stomach, slow circles, teasing caresses, avoiding a place that could easily give you even more. And it's okay. Let your fingers, your hands do what feels best for you. They know where to tease, where to curl and curve. They know where to stroke, where to go. And while you find your rhythm, while you embrace this part of you, the physical pleasure also becomes emotional release. You are allowed to love yourself, to embrace the beauty of your own sexuality. Whatever you are imagining or fantasizing about when you touch is yours, and yours alone. No matter how full of desire or depravity those fantasies are, or how sweet and innocent, they are yours. As you touch and love yourself, as you give yourself the opportunity to embrace this wonderful feeling, let it go through you, flow inside, grow on the outside. The hardness and sensitivity, the firmness and pleasure. Each stroke, each tease, just bringing more intensity. Or perhaps denial. What makes it especially beautiful is when you really give in with yourself, embracing the pleasure, accepting your own sexuality. You are who you are. You desire who you desire. And it's okay. It's okay to be yourself, to touch and love yourself. There will be a few moments in this when there could be an opportunity for release. They are yours. It's up to you right now. If you want to step over the edge and feel those waves explode inside, to feel the sensation grow as a tsunami of pleasure and acceptance just bursts. Or if you want to ride those waves, if you want to deny yourself that final release, or even just skirt the edge because it can feel so good, and remember that while doing this, you can accept who you are, be at peace with yourself. No matter which words, which title or term is applied to you. You are you. You are beautiful. And you're allowed to accept that of yourself. As you touch and love yourself, as you slowly may build up to something more. Sometimes there is an increase in rhythm or intensity, other times there's just a wonderful, mindless flow. It's almost too easy to just drift into trance while the pleasure occupies your mind and body. Building, growing, edging, and just getting so close to certain sensations. It can feel so good to have permission or to be denied. It can feel so good to be in a flow and so close to the edge that it's almost too much. But it can be just as nice to be just going careful and slow, to be teased and tempted. And before you come to any conclusions, you can let yourself release whatever tensions, whatever thoughts were left. Release them and let them all out as you embrace your inner love. Release yourself. Touch and love. In a moment, this file will end. But this time, it is not up to me to decide what happens next. This moment is about you, your feelings, your pleasure, your love, your acceptance. And I hope you're able to embrace it all. I wish that's for you, a little gift. Enjoy.